hold up a second. I just wanted to talk to you about something now that everyone else is gone. I know you want to go home, but just give me a couple minutes, okay? I didn't want to say this in front of everyone else. It's not bad, I promise. Okay, so as your best friend, I have a license to be really blunt with you when you need it, and I really think you need to hear this. You have got to snap out of this slump. Because trust me, she's not worth any of this. This, you know what I'm talking about. The moping, never leaving your place, being a wet blanket. Oh, please, don't even try to deny it. I practically had to threaten bodily harm to get you over here tonight for just a couple hours, and even then you were struggling to have a good time. It was written all over your face. So, let me repeat the most important part. She's not worth it. I know that you thought what you had with her was really special, and I know that she really did a number on you, and she was not nice, but what you've got to realize is, so what? She genuinely did not deserve you, and now that she's gone, you can finally move on and get away from that negative energy. I'm serious. She did not appreciate you enough because you're an incredible guy. Don't scoff when I say that. You are. And I just think she messed with your head. I think she made you forget what you have to offer. I mean, come on. You're damn near perfect. I mean, you're so smart and so eager to learn and talk about things, and you're hilarious, so thoughtful and caring and kind. You genuinely want everyone around you to be happy, and you're ridiculously attractive, but you don't know it, you don't act like you are. Which just makes you more attractive, and you... Of course I think you're attractive. Shut up. And you have all the right priorities. You're doing something with your life, and you're enjoying it. You don't let the little things get you down, and you're just... You're an amazing guy, and anyone would be lucky to be with you. Anyone's lucky to be your friend. But you just have this... You just have this energy. This positivity, this light. And it's like you have a gravitational pull. People want to know you. And you've got so much going for you because of that, that you can't let someone like her get you down. Because she's so not worth it. I can't stress that enough. She didn't deserve you. Plain and simple. Why are you looking at me like that? Well, of course I meant everything I said. I know that it's not really stuff I say very often, or I don't really say anything like that often, but, you know, I just figured you didn't need to hear that kind of thing from me. You like hearing it from me? Really? I guess I have one other thing to tell you, but maybe I should. No, never mind. No. Of course, I want to make you feel better. Well, you already look like you're feeling better. Oh my god. Okay, fine. All right, I'll tell you. All those things I said, I meant every single word, and it's because you're an amazing person and a great friend, but there's something else. Something that, you know, for a while, I don't think I even realized. I mean, maybe I was in denial, but I know it now. And I'm so scared that saying it will change our friendship for the worse. But the way you looked at me when I was saying all of those things, you've never looked at me that way before. And it made me think maybe this won't change things. Or, well, maybe it will. But it would change them in a good way, you know? I'm rambling. Because I'm nervous. But you've probably already guessed what I'm gonna say, so I'll just say it. I like you. And not just as a friend. I mean, how could I not? And I love that we're so comfortable together, that sometimes we just lean against each other. But those times when we're practically cuddling, all I can think about is just how much I want to nestle into your body even more and wrap myself in you even further. And then turn to you. Have you look at me the way you looked at her, the way you kind of looked at me just now, and kiss you. So, there it is. I know in this kind of situation, I'm supposed to say that you don't have to say anything. And you don't, but will you at least look at me? You've just been staring at the floor. You're smiling. Oh my god, that look. You're not messing with me, are you? Wait, no. No, we shouldn't. Don't get me wrong, every fiber in my being wants to kiss you right now. I mean, just your touch is, it's electric. But this isn't what you need right now. And this isn't how I want it to happen. You need time to get over her. And not just because of someone else. Not just because of me. And I don't know how long that will take. But whenever you're ready, then we'll talk about this again. But right now, what you need is your best friend. So that's what I'll be. Take your time. I'll wait for you.